Lucky boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 the truth. Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I got a question for Truth Nation. Let me tell you something. We got guests coming in the studio, too. We got a guest from 53206. We got Imani coming in. If y'all ever watched the movie 53206, she was the star actress in the movie 53206. She's going to be stopping through. Matter of fact, she's outside the window right there. We're going to try to get her in here. Sometimes when they first come through the 3rd Street Market Hall, They be trying to find their way to the studio, but once you get here one time, you always remember. But in the meantime, I got a question of the day for Truth Nation, and I don't know if I want to say it. I want to tell y'all the question of the day after the interview or before the interview. Maybe I'll wait. But I got a real good question of the day, Truth Nation. I'm telling you, this was interesting. But we got Imani coming in to the studio, and she got talent. She got talent, Truth Nation. She can sing now. She can sing. And that's how she got the role on 53206, produced by Miss Kim Productions and your boy Tory Lowe. But I'll say this. The whole cast of 53206 was casted from Milwaukee. And I remember back in 2016 when we started shooting it, I never thought I would be able to produce a movie here in Milwaukee. So salute to Miss Kim for giving us the opportunity to come together with a majority all Milwaukee cast to do the movie 53206. It was powerful. It was powerful. So, hey, look, we got Imani in the studio. We getting her mic'd up right now. We getting her ready to go. Hey. And I'll tell you this, this is a treat. This is a treat, Truth Nation. If y'all haven't seen the movie 53206, the movie, y'all missed out. Y'all missed out because that movie was definitely had real scenarios from what was going on with the violence. Imani was the activist in the movie. And you was out here trying to make sure that you can get your cousin's funeral paid for.
Yeah.
And you was trying to send out an SOS for the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Save our streets.
Save movie. Our streets.
It was powerful. and like I said, when we talk about violence and how we put that movie together and the tree thing, you know, that we put together with the teddy bears and the liquor bottles and things like that. Sometimes when people lose their life right here in the city, they'll take a tree. And they'll put liquor bottles and teddy bears and memorabilia.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like a street memorial.
Yes.
You know, why do you feel like people would use trees to do that kind of memorial idea?
I'm not even sure, but I have heard that for soldiers, they would put yellow ribbons on trees.
Right.
For it to memorialize them. So I feel like maybe it has something tied to that. But also for everybody to see that you showing love to the person that passed away, your loved one that lost their life. And it's like something for the whole city to see. And they drive past, they see that. And I know it's a thing for us to, when we see a tree, we honk our horn even if we don't know the person.
Now, you, when I first met you, you was auditioning for the movie 53206.
Yeah.
And you were the first one there and you was quiet. Yeah. You know, you was very quiet. You was sitting, you know, waiting for your turn to audition.
I was in my zone.
Did you ever think that you was going to get the role?
So here's the funny thing. When the audition went out on social media, they didn't say like, oh, this is a movie. Oh, this is a play. They said they were looking for singers.
Mm.
So I came with a song prepared and I was just trying to get in my zone and make sure that I was hitting all my keys. I had no idea what it was or what it was going to be at the time. So I was absolutely surprised and very excited. I didn't know until we got there that that's what it was. So I'm like, oh, okay. Like, oh, this is dope. Like, this is a really good opportunity. And I was very, very happy that I got it.
I'm telling you this, because I was a part of the casting. Matter of fact, I casted the movie off of Facebook.
And yeah, I think that's right. How I saw that, it. Yes,
it was raw. I mean, like I said, that was my first time ever working on like a huge film. And so I was like, okay, I can cast on Facebook because I got a huge following. So and everybody came, and then you get the part. How difficult was it to play that role? I mean, because it was a lot of violence in it.
Violence wasn't what was hard for me. It was I cried a lot. Like, I cried a lot.
Now, you had to cry, like, make yourself cry.
But also, like, it was me having to make myself cry for my scenes, but also just, like, the feeling of everything, like, the familiarity of it. Like, it was just, that's something that we kind of are really, really familiar with. We all can empathize and sympathize with gun violence here. Right. We have lost somebody. And Miss Kim actually included someone that I had lost, my late friend Loretta. I had lost her to gun violence after set party. So she was featured on one of the trees. And it was just like, it was a lot. I actually had lost her earlier the year before we started shooting. So it was just very emotional. Everything was coming from a super personal place. So I think that was the hardest part because I just had to be so swept up in my emotions the whole time. And it was like, you know, feeling the character, but also kind of dealing with my own grief.
I'll say this. When you look at the role you had to play in the middle of Milwaukee, did you ever think that Milwaukee would be the place for you to do a movie? Because at that time, you didn't see production because they brought in the big production.
Yes. Production from L.A. It was really, honestly, I didn't even know when she said we were shooting here. I actually was very surprised because we don't have those kind of opportunities here, despite the amount of talent that we have here.
Right. There's, you see a lot of so people doing Tubi movies now.
Yes. And you know what? I ain't even hating on Tubi.
It's a streaming service.
Yeah, it's a streaming service, and there are opportunities in that too. But we normally don't have, like, we're just now starting to pick up and getting those opportunities. But at the time, like, that was like a Detroit thing, even with the Tubi thing. Like, they were getting those film opportunities where Milwaukee, we weren't really, like, given those opportunities. I feel like we were really unseen. And still to this day, I think we don't get the credit that we need and that is due in regards to the talent that we have here. Mm-hmm. But I was very surprised. Once I seen, like, and I got on set and I saw how big it was, like how important people were there, and this was like a real production. There were multiple cameras. We had to do different shots. Like, these people were flying in from LA. I'm like, oh, this is serious. And I felt even more fortunate in that moment to be able to have that role and kind of portray a little girl from Milwaukee fighting for her city.
Well, I'll say this. You did a great job. And you can sing. Now I'll tell you this. A lot of talent in Milwaukee, because most of the cast could act and sing and perform.
Yes.
So it just, to me, it was just all this talent in the city. And then we do a project like this. What happened after you got done shooting the movie?
So after the movie, because... it was a lot of, like, personal stuff that happened. We had some employees that were replaced in the middle of shooting.
Right.
There was just a lot of personal situations that caused some somewhat of drama.
Right.
After the movie was over, right, like, rarely any of us had kept in contact, but for a few months after, there was still momentum. So okay, we were promoting it at different film festivals out of town. We went to...
Oh, I went to a couple of them.
Yeah.
We was winning.
Yeah, we was winning. We was winning.
Film festivals. Yeah.
We was winning. And we went to North Carolina. We went to LA. We went to Vegas. And then after promoting it for a while, I actually did some more work with Miss Kim. She had a stage play. A few of the people from the movie were involved in that. And then after that, I did not hear from pretty much anybody. I only kept in touch with maybe one or two people, and everybody kind of dispersed and did their own thing. A few people moved out of town, and there was like nothing after that. Everybody pretty much went back to fighting for their own career.
And how many songs did you have on the soundtrack? Because
I had lot of songs.
The 53206 soundtrack was banging.
Yeah, I had a lot of songs on there.
I mean, do you remember any of them? Can you...
Word for word?
Just kind
of... I remember part of Journey.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, because that was like the ballad.
And we sung that at... You did that at the Paps,
yes,
on stage.
That scene was very, very nice. Like, I just felt like a star. So
wow.
I remember part of that song. The other songs, I don't really remember word for word.
All right. And I'll say this. And for those, I'm not going to spoil the ending just in case people ain't seen the movie 53206.
Go watch it.
Yeah. Imani Brown as Robbie.
As Robbie.
Crazy, 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 crazy. Hey, and also, did you drop a musical album? Have you ever put together a music project?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I ended up dropping my own personal project because I'm an artist outside of that. So I dropped my own personal EP, self-titled Mighty Imani, in 2020. And then I've been dropping singles ever since after I pulled that. I just recently dropped a single called The Ways. It's out on all streaming platforms, so make sure y'all mess with that.
We might have to get that when DJ Brother Z. What's the name of it?
The Ways.
And it's on Spotify, streaming platform?
All the streaming platforms.
The Ways.
The Ways. And it's myself featuring my buddy, Kalen Raps. He's also an artist here in Milwaukee.
And is it radio edited?
Yeah, we have a radio edit version.
Okay. Is it online?
The radio edit?
Yeah.
I don't think that one's out, but I have it. I have it.
We got that. When we go to break, we're going to have to make sure that you give it over to DJ.
Yeah, I have that.
Sometimes folks come up in here, and then it just, oops, you know. Hey.
Right, right. I have the radio version, though.
Okay, that's what's up. But as an artist in Milwaukee and obviously living in the 53206 area still, you know, what have you seen change since 2018?
As an artist,
as a person still living in the environment that we made a movie about.
Yeah. I mean, good and bad. I'm gonna go from an artist first. As an artist, I've noticed that we have gotten a little more attention in regards to music. I would say there is a quote unquote sound that people think Milwaukee has. Mm-hmm. That does not dictate every artist.
The low end.
It does not dictate all of the sound of Milwaukee, but that is part of it. Mm-hmm. And I do appreciate, it's a part of Milwaukee. And I do appreciate just them getting that attention because, like I said, we are kind of underrated for the talent that we have here. So I've noticed that there has been more attention and more light shed on our dances, some of the sound that are here, some of the artists, the culture with the younger generation. So I've seen that. The crime has not changed, I wouldn't say, because we are still losing children way before their time.
Right.
We're losing loved ones way before their time. But I will say, not just the gun violence, I have seen an increase on like the car accidents.
Reckless driving.
So like that is kind of like an add-on to something that we are kind of fighting against right now or struggling with in regards to losing our loved ones before it's their time. So I will say that has been a thing too.
Now, what I do like is that's why I met you at a situation, at a tragic situation with the young man that was, you know, shot himself at the house.
Yeah, we reunited there.
We reunited because you were there on and you sung.
Yes.
You sung a song.
Yes. I do, and it's a bittersweet thing to say because I'm honored to be able to do, but since about 2014, 2015, I've done over 300 funerals, home-going services, and balloon releases here in Milwaukee. And that's just one of the things that I do here. When you saw me there, I was honoring the little boy's life.
Right.
They asked me to sing at his balloon release, which was also his birthday, which was very, very heavy. And God rest that little baby soul. It was really hard and heavy. When it's kids, it's always super, super hard because it's like, wow. You know what I mean? Like they haven't even embarked on their life or their purpose, you know, and then like sometimes we feel that way, but also I believe in God and I believe in him having a purpose and a timeline on all of us. So although sometimes we may feel like, dang, it was too early, but everything happened for a reason. And I feel like he uses those things to kind of wake us up, to kind of shed light on things that we need to pay attention to, things that we need to acknowledge. And, yeah, so when I was there, I was performing. I did a gospel song.
Can you perform that for
us? Oh, sure.
Well, before we run the break, can you give us a little sample of that song that you sung at the young man's, what I would call, memorialization? Because he lost his life due to gun violence. And like I said, to me, when your voice, when you sang, I can hear the pain and the frustration of the situation in your voice. And we want to bring that here to the show so everybody can kind of get a sample of what goes down in these situations.
Yeah, for sure. I sung Better Days by LeAndrea Johnson. I'm going to give you a little bit. Sometimes it feels cold and you feel all alone. But hold on, better days are coming. It can be rough in this world. I know it ain't easy, but hang on in there. I know better days are coming.
Hey, when we come back, we got Imani Brown in studio from the movie 53206, talented artist, actress out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's the ways that you make me feel like I'm ready for love.
It's the way.
You're my first thought in the morning when I wake up. I ain't even really gotta say much. Fellowship and that's bodybuilding love. Tell them I'm gonna get your weight up. I'm not a dog, but I let it chase. Are you the one out there for debate? You sending the Tetris and I'm on the way. Leave my being wet when you sit on my face. Won't play with your heart, my bro say I'm tripping. Ain't too often I get caught in feelings. Overstimulated with your composition. Hand on the Bible, ain't no competition. I'll take the stand, be a co-defendant. She a fire bitty and she independent. In her own lane, she don't do the trendy. Whether in the Benz or a Honda Civic. Top 10, that you're in the spirit.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got guests from the 53206, actress, artist, Imani Brown in the studio. Hey, it sounded dope. I like this song.
Thank you.
I think we got somebody on the lines that want to say something to you. We got Eastside Corey on the lines. Eastside, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Eastside? Eastside, you on? Hey, you on a new 1017 The Truth? How you doing, Eastside? All right. Well, maybe we tell Eastside to get back on there. Maybe something went wrong with the line. But Imani, you know, when we talk about artistry, the love, you know, you don't hear the love in the music.
No. Not no more. You know,
I mean, when you talk about R&B and soul now, where is it going?
So there is a window for it. It's just our consumers looking. Because there are some newer R&B artists, including myself,
right,
that are very, very dope that I listen to.
Talking about love
and all the things.
Not nothing toxic.
Talking about love and all the things. And there is a window for that. But I think right now the trend is like, they're going to get. Yeah. 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 That's exactly what it is. But don't shoot the messenger. Jeez Louise.
Yeah. We got Eastside Corey. You back on the Tory Lanez Show. Hey, how you doing, Eastside?
I'm all right, man. It's a beautiful day. Let me just say, Mr. Armani, I got through 10 minutes of that movie, and I had to shut it off. I said, because I'm an emotional kind of dude, okay? I wear it on my sleeve, and when my people touch me, it touched me hard. And you walking through the woods of the dead people on the trees, the tree posts, and your golden hair. I'm like, girl, first of all, your hair is looking good.
Thank you.
It's like finally the right shade of blonde for a black girl.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was beautiful.
You.
Your locks, your look through the whole movie was like, that's a, ooh, she's
thank
fine.
You. Shout out to everybody outside. He was on the hair.
And then you could sing when you started singing just a song that I knew. Silent Night, Holy Night, as you are looking in the eyes of your past friends and relatives. I'm like, that's a beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
That's
yes.
an artistic moment. Okay?
It was.
And it gives me hope because I'm mad at Kanye right now, taking it too far. We need to have beauty and grace and in the form of our females as you presented yourself, I must say, very, very beautifully. I'm looking forward to you bringing it back, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You need to bring it back, sister girl. You got it, though. You already got it. It's your first movie time. Go ahead, girl. Work it.
Yes.
Go ahead, Blondie.
Y'all book me.
I'm Blondie girl.
I'm looking for more.
It got a lot of talent. And I'll tell you this. When we deal with our young artists, and I was happy to deal with the young artists in Milwaukee because I'll tell you this, the outlets are few.
Yes.
But like I said, I mean, when we put it all together for 53206, it was amazing to see y'all rise to the occasion of the situation. You know what I mean? Because I really hadn't seen, that was the first time I had seen that much talent in the city. Like, you know,
all
you
in
see
one
the
space.
Rap, you see
yeah.
the rap, you see the rap music, you know, you see those things that are presented, but this was something that was at the time, a lot of the talent in 53206 was just coming up.
Yeah.
So it came out in 2018 when we did the premiere. It's 2025, and that's why I say, like, you know, it's y'all prime time, because back then y'all was just, what, 18, 19?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
When we started filming, I had just turned 17.
Wow.
Yes, when we started filming. When it came out, I was about 18, 19.
So how's adulthood treating you? You know what I mean?
I would just like to say that it being a grown-up is not as fun as it looks when you're not a grown-up.
Right.
You take a deep breath.
Well,
and,
a lot of
and
people
everything
don't
costs
realize
money.
You ain't got to pay no bills when you're a kid, when you're in... When
it
you're
just
living
looks
with your
like
parents.
A time, right? It just looks like, okay, I get to do what I want to do, basically. But it's more to it than that. Doing what you want to do costs money. Everything costs money, responsibilities, obligations. I'm a mom now. So that has been...
Congratulations.
Thank you. That has been a beautiful transition for me. She is 5. Her birthday is January 1st. So she is a New Year's baby. Every turn of the year, she turns an age. And it has been a beautiful experience being a mom, honestly. It has transitioned so much inside of me, like mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Right. She has brought me closer to God. She has brought me to a better version of myself. So I would say that the version I was when I shot this movie is not who I am right now. I'm
but,
even better.
Know, y'all was just teens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, so much has changed since then. Yes. Right. I can say that I've grown a lot since.
I'll say this. I'm proud of you because you've matured into a beautiful adult woman and you're a mother now.
Yeah.
And you're still out here singing, you know,
yes.
You're still out here being vocal, you know, you got gigs that you do mm-hmm. around the city, people book you. How could people continue to follow you and what you're doing?
You guys can add me on social media. On Instagram, it is iam.moniimani. And you can book me that way. I have a link for my Linktree and my booking site in my bio for my Instagram. So make sure y'all check that out. Reach out to me. A lot of my booking does come from Facebook too, because people tag me word of mouth that have booked me before and they be like, oh, I got a singer. So you can also find me on there too.
Hey, look, Truth Nation want to hear the vocals. They say that you got something else.
Oh.
Do you got something else to give us, you know, because they heard the vocals and they said, Puff!
Yeah, I can give y'all
give us something with some love on it. You know,
we some need love.
Some love on the frequency. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's do some love.
Let's
on
get
the
some
frequency.
Love. Let's get the airwaves blessing everybody with some love. And
I can do that for
all
y'all.
All we need is a little love today. You know what I mean?
I got y'all. Okay. With all my heart, I love you, baby. Stay with me, and you will see my arms will hold you, baby. Never leave, 'cause I believe I'm in love. Sweet love, hear me calling out your name. I feel no shame. I'm in love, sweet love. Don't you ever go away. It will always be this way.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Snap.
We love Auntie Anita.
Oh, wow. Hey, you weren't singing this when he was on the 532.
No. I sing this live a lot.
That's
so powerful. If you want to catch me live,
not really. A city girl says she is an has amazing range. Wow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you this. You know, this is a blessing because, like I said, and moving forward, I want to continue to see what we can do together too. Because, like I said, I hadn't seen you in a while, and a lot has changed on my side of the fence, too, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the creativity that's within our city is so amazing.
Yeah.
And to me, I feel like we have the talent to compete with anything, with anybody in this country, in this world. And it's just yet to be shown in that, like, even more on that bigger stage. In acting, in movies, in films.
Yes.
So I just think that the next step, the next phase is to just to make sure that we are in those categories, that we can walk across the stage and grab some of them trophies.
Yes, that's the goal.
That's what it looked like to me. We need to be on them stages. We need to have our names called from Milwaukee because we participate in a lot of these things.
Yes.
But I think that we have enough now to where a lot of people are starting to recognize the talent that's actually here in the city.
Yes. So, but they need to know that we have range.
Right.
So what we are getting attention for, that's not the only representation of Milwaukee. We have a range of artists like myself. All of us don't sound the same, but there's so much talent here. There's so much talent here. It's just malnourished. We need our talent fed. We need the attention that we give other cities. Like, we need the opportunities, you know what I'm saying? So if given those opportunities, I'm more than positive that more talent will feel confident coming forward. Because some people have the talent and just don't feel confident in showing it or pushing towards the opportunities because they feel like we're not going to get them here or they have to leave.
And that's the always been the rumor.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to go.
You got to go.
To come back.
People tell me that all the time. Why are you here? Yes. Why don't you leave? And it's like, yeah, y'all.
You know, and I think that was the old route before we found out about TikTok.
Right. Social media. Like
before social media took place. Because now, with social media, you can make it anywhere because you can promote yourself at any time.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't have to wait.
Yeah, the only thing with that is like this algorithm thing. Mm. So with social media, because so many have realized that this is an outlet, you have to fight to stay within the algorithm. You have to fight to stay within the feed because they won't push you if you're not keeping up with the algorithm.
Right.
Like you got to keep up with the trends. And I think sometimes the pressure of social media is a thing too because, you know, it's like, of course nobody's showing their real life on there.
True.
Nobody's showing who they really are.
I say that all the time.
And it's like the pressures of that will kind of like deter you or make you feel like you're not doing enough, even if you're doing like the best that you can. So like sometimes the pressure of the internet, social media, the algorithm, that can get to you as an artist, an entertainer, a creative too. So it's an outlet, but it's like another pressure, you know?
Well, when we come back, we may want to get some more of them vocals before we let you go now.
Tell them to drop some requests.
Yeah, y'all. Hey, you taking requests? What kind of requests? What kind of song?
Let's do some love, some R&B.
Any artists in particular?
Ah.
Ooh. Hey, we got a challenge out here. Imani Brown in the studio, actor, singer, talented, one of Milwaukee's most talented.
Rapper.
All of it.
All of it.
She got it going on. When we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, send in your requests. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Talk to you for hours. I wanna give you your flowers and some champagne showers, all the shrimp and lobster towers. But it's me that gets devoured. Ooh, when you do.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got Imani Brown in studio, actress, singer, writer. Man, I mean, what else am I leaving off the list?
All the things. I consider myself an all-around artist. I act, I sing, I rap,
everything.
I write.
I mean, giving everything. Us a concert on the show today. You know, you got Truth Nation tapped in. Truth Nation saying, hey, they got the request in.
Okay, what's the request?
Mia Long, His and Hers. I mean, Sorry, or something like that. You know what they talking about?
I do not.
Wait, what did I say? Money Long?
Oh, Money Long.
Oh, okay. Money Long, His and Hers. I mean, Sorry.
I don't know that one.
Y'all got to rewrite that 7285. Let me know what y'all talking about. Oh, he said Money Long, His and Hers. You don't know that one?
I don't.
Dang. He tried.
I appreciate
you. I ain't never heard of it. What is it?
I don't know.
You know what that is, DJ Brother Z?
Huh?
You know what that is?
They're trying to say Hours and Hours, and that's literally the song I just played.
They must have
autocorrect on. So
It was a brief.
Hours and Hours.
I've never seen
they say His and Hers. Hold on, that's funny.
I've never seen Hours abbreviated.
Yeah, she puts it HRS.
Oh, I didn't know. That was
but
my
he
bad.
Just played it.
That was my bad. 7285. That was my bad. I never seen it abbreviated like that. But can you sing that?
How do Hours and Hours start?
Bonnie Ward says she has a great voice. She's pretty too. I hope you go far in your career.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey,
Regina Bell. You know any Regina Bell?
Sound really familiar. Oh, don't kill me if I don't.
Ask her if she has collaborated with bigger names like Bieber. Oh, don't mind Eddie. That's Eddie.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
that's Eddie in the chat. Yeah, he got to, you know, he got to add his little half of two pennies in.
Not half of two pennies.
But maybe a dedication.
Okay. We got some Angie Stone.
Angie Stone. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You know she recently passed. So.
Yes. Rest in paradise, Miss Angie.
Rest in paradise
auntie.
To Queen Angie Stone. Okay. Well, that's perfect.
Okay, I'm doing a little bit of Wish I Didn't Miss You, because that's my jam.
By Angie Stone.
By Angie Stone.
The late, great Angie Stone.
Okay. Okay. We got the background.
Hey, that's DJ Brother Z.
Same old story back again. She's not a lover, she's just a friend. I'm sick and tired of arguing, put the blame on me. Now you think it's funny. Now you wanna spend your money on girls, but you forgot when you were down, I was around. Call my lover, hang up, call again. What in the world is happening? Listening, but don't yell at me. Isn't it ironic? All you wanna do is smoke chronic. Oh no, what you forgot when you were down? I was around. I can't eat, I can't sleep anymore. Walk through the door, I wish I didn't miss you anymore.
Oh, wow. Hey, look at this.
Come on, Angie.
What's going on? Hey, y'all ain't even putting y'all requests in. Y'all ain't putting no good requests in. Imani Brown in studio, actress, singer, writer, activist. Hey, we having a great time today.
We having a great time.
Hey, this is perfect. This is perfect for me. It's soothing the soul.
Yo, thank
it's soothing
you.
My soul today.
It feels good to be here with you, Tori. You know I love you down.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. And I love it. I love to receive it because I watched you grow into an amazing person. Mm. As a teen, into a woman, a mother,
yeah.
an artist, you know, this is just a blessing to have a show at this point, to be able to showcase that real talent in the community. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we gonna get one more. We're going to get one more before we get to the top of the hour. Then we, you know, I know she got to go.
Yeah, okay,
we ain't
going
to try
baby.
To hold her. I ain't going to try to hold her for the whole show, but I appreciate to have the talent in the studio today, Imani Brown, Truth Nation. When we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay like me right here on Tori Lowe.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. And that's why Starlight is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids across the U.S. Learn how at starlight.org.
Call Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Like this.
Little Lisa's only 9 years old. She's trying to figure out why the world is so cold. Why she's all alone and they never met her family. Mama's always gone and she never met her daddy. Part of her is missing and nobody'll listen. Mama's on drugs, getting up in the kitchen, bringing home many different hours of the night. Starting with
101, serving a true Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Imani Brown in studio. Look, I'm telling you right now, Truth Nation is loving what you dishing out now. They said, somebody said Denise Williams. You know any Denise Williams?
Silly? Ooh, that's classic. I don't, but I know who Denise the woman
Williams,
is.
Denise Williams, silly.
I know who the woman is.
Oh, wow. No Denise Williams. Let me see.
I love Denise Williams so much.
Let me see.
Oh, she's a Sicilian.
Lauryn Hill. They say any Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, I could give y'all some okay. Lauryn Hill.
All right, they want to hear Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Before we get up out of here.
All right. It could all be so simple, plain. But you rather make it hard. Love in you is like a battle, and we both end up with scars. Tell me who I have to be to get some reciprocity. 'Cause no one knows you more than me. And no one ever will. No matter how I think we grow, you always seem to let me know it ain't working. No, it ain't working. Wow. And when I try to walk away, you hurt yourself to make me stay. This is crazy. Oh, this is crazy.
Oh, wow. That was, I will say, get you in the record, in the music industry, but all the stuff that's going on, I don't even want you up in there.
Yeah, yikes.
Hey, I ain't trying to.
I definitely want to be heard more in the industry. Yeah. It's sticky for me.
Man, it's saying it's powerful. They saying it's powerful now, Imani.
Yeah, I definitely want to do more acting for sure. I want to put some more of my music out to be heard. But yeah, all of those things. I want to be able to walk in my purpose and do those things for me and God, nobody else.
Now, 7285 says, she has such a beautiful voice. I can't believe she's not signed and famous already.
Oh,
no auto-tune needed.
Oh, thank you.
No auto-tune needed. 7551 says she's slamming. Good-spirited, positive young lady. That's what I was talking about yesterday for Lana Banana and her Spanish spitting rhymes.
Oh, thank wow. Lana, you, so
you know, we got some talent, you know, calling in. Somebody says, ask please, what is the next step for someone with a talented voice? What is the next steps?
For me?
Yeah.
Hopefully I get some. I want to progress in my career in any avenue. So whether it's music, whether it's entertainment with movies or film plays, TV shows, I'm just looking to expand my talent, my experience in any kind of way. And as long as it's pleasing to God and it's able to progress me as a person and in my career, that's what I want my next step to be.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
Hey, look, I appreciate you, Imani Brown, for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
And look, we're going to have to bring you back. You know, we're going to have to do something.
Bring me back.
To work on another project.
Yes, I would love that. Hey, I would love that.
I can't believe we even had this conversation because back when we met back then, it was a whole different situation. But now, everybody a little bit more advanced, and we got a lot more to do.
Yes, so much more. And I'm just looking forward to all of it. And thank you for having me, Tori. I'm so proud of you. You know, man, I love you.
I love you, too.
And hey, thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
Well, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, I'm going to open up the lines. I got a question for you. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.